Good day, everyone. How are you? Hopefully everything is fine and dandy with all the happenings around the world, and then your family is in great shape. And here we go. My name is Pedro Senna. I many moons ago, I did an audio issue for the Yggdrasil that didn't go very far. Not very many people got to hear it for various reasons. One of them was it was on real audio, and I couldn't copy it and send out CDs. And the second one was it was on a server on the ISP that I did technical support for. And unfortunately, a couple of months later, the bad guy who ran it accused me of stealing his precious bandwidth and took the server down. So that kind of closed down that issue. And unfortunately, I did not have the ability to copy everything and make it available somewhere else at the time. So that issue kind of came to an end. Well, fast forward that clock a little bit, and here we are in January 2022. That's almost 23 years after I first did this. And somehow I've wanted to redo this for about 6 months to a year, but I wasn't sure if it was going to work. I did have all the tapes, the cassette tapes for the material for everybody concerned, but I had no idea how much how bad or how good or how well they were going to stand up today. Well, the good news is that many of them made it. I'm missing a couple of them. The one of them that was listed on the Yggdrasil issue, but I don't remember ever getting a copy of that poem. And the second one, I had one of the tapes from the lady, but however, a lot of stuff was missing, and the rest of the stuff that I did include in the issue that I had recorded somehow is not there. I have emailed both of those people and hope to get an answer, but so far I have not gotten an answer for them, so they might not be here. And I might replace them with something else, but I have not made up my mind on that, and you'll be able to see it on the result on the issue after I talk about them all. With all that said, I thank you very kindly for spending your time and listening to this, and hopefully you'll enjoy it. The differences are immense, and it was very much on par with what Klaus and many of the folks involved in the magazine, including myself, the Yggdrasil Journal of Poetic Arts, have done over the years. We were crazy mavericks that did everything we felt like doing, so to speak, to the point that one time I wanted to do an issue of folks from the alt.poetry thread on the internet, and I invited a couple of people to create something for us, and one of them replied, "You guys are too good. I don't want to have anything to do with you guys." And I remember emailing Klaus on that and said something like, "You got to be kidding me. We don't even worry about how good it is. We just do it." And that was part of making us good. It was the freedom to do something. And I like to look at the experimental stuff that I did post here as that kind of feeling, that kind of experience, and that kind of guts, because a lot of people write poetry. Some of them don't know how they sound, and they can hear it for themselves, but they can't hear themselves reading it, and that's really difficult, and it's a performance issue. I myself, because of a little bit of my accent and English not being my first language, don't like the sound of my voice, often too monotonic, and sometimes it feels like it's devoid of emotion, ups and downs kind of a thing, as an actor would on a stage, for example, or a film. But here we go, I have another introduction thanking each individual person, and hopefully you'll enjoy this. We are in January to 2022, and I hope you're all safe and sound and happy, and hopefully this will bring memories of a time when we were really out there when it comes to creating poetry and doing things, and I think we still are, and this is just another example. Thank you so very kindly, and you have a wonderful day, everyone.